This is 5 minutes to change your life. My name's Joanne Mallon. I'm an author and coach. I love helping people to make wee changes that make a massive difference in their lives. Give me 5 minutes of your time today. Just might change your life. When it comes to motivation, I'm a big fan of the late, great writer and thinker, Dr. Wayne Dyer. Wayne Dyer is often referred to as the father of motivation, and I saw him twice when he came to speak in London. One particular thing that he said has always stuck with me. He said that motivation is when you get hold of an idea, whereas inspiration is when an idea gets hold of you. And I'm sure we've all felt that difference, haven't we? You know, because it can be a struggle to get motivated sometimes to do things. But when you feel inspired, it's effortless because it's the energy of that idea within you that's carrying you along. So I tend to be more of a fan of inspiration now rather than motivation because it's just easier. Maybe I'm a wee bit lazy. I would encourage anybody who's struggling with motivation to instead look for inspiration. Inspiration is when you want to do something. Inspiration is your inner drive. It's when you're acting in alignment with your life's purpose. And so when I have a coaching client who's maybe struggling to get motivated to do something, I'll try and help them connect to their inspiration instead. And I might ask them, what do you want to do? But they often squirm around and they don't really answer the question because it's hard. I don't think we're used to claiming the things that we want to do. You know, it feels a wee bit selfish, maybe. But it's the things that you want to do, that is where your inspiration really lies. Inspiration has an energy. Whereas with motivation, you're trying to create that energy. Inspiration is internal. It comes from the heart. Whereas motivation is usually external, and most of us require some kind of incentive to get motivated, maybe some kind of carrot or stick. Inspiration will pull you forward because of its energy, whereas motivation is more about pushing yourself, and you have to create the energy to do that. And this is why inspiration is more sustainable in the long run, whereas motivation can often fail. Because as soon as that carrot or stick is gone, you just don't want to do it. Motivation certainly has its place, but really, you need to feel inspired as well. Now, the problem with this is, because there's always a problem, isn't there, is that everybody's day contains somewhat shitty tasks that it's harder to get motivated, much less inspired about. You know, what is there to get inspired about hoovering the stairs? Putting the bins out. So with those kind of things, I'd encourage you to think of them as links in a chain and part of a greater whole that can be then in some way inspiring to you. So maybe stuff like putting the bins out could be linked to the bigger picture of taking care of your environment. You know, just feeling happy about the place you spend your time, feeling proud of the fact that you've got the strength and the energy to put the bloody bins out in the first place. So if there's something that you're struggling to get motivated to do, think about where could that connect to something that inspires you. And if it's doing stuff around the house, maybe the inspiration is the mental calm that you'll get after you've sorted out your environment. If it's a work or a college project, maybe your inspiration lies in where that project has the potential to take you. If it's exercising, maybe your inspiration will be in how it helps you to reconnect with yourself and feel good in your own body. So if you're struggling to get motivated, ask yourself, what would it take for me to feel not just motivated, but inspired to do this? And that's where you'll find your answer. Let me know how you get on with that. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.